You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 55. God, I don't have a number. I don't have a player number today, Sammy.
55. Chris Martin.
Chris Martin is very good. Very good. As you can see if you're on the YouTube page, if you're not on the YouTube page, we are down in the fort. We are boots on the ground in Fort Myers. And we have a good interview today. We sat down with Zach Kelly just a little bit ago for a good interview. He's a great dude, friend of the program. Not his first time, but he's always a blast to talk to. Great all-around guy. Like, we love Zach Kelly. But before we get into it, Sammy, how are you feeling being in the fort, boots on the ground, man?
Man, you know, we both live in Boston, and it's been negativity all offseason long. You come down here, you would think these guys are, like, World Series favorites. It's all positive vibes down here. We just saw the catching competition. That was great. Everyone's in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. We're both wearing shorts, finally. It's not freezing cold, so I'm loving the vibe down here at the fort.
It felt good in the airport to just go into the bathroom and just put shorts on. That's like a feeling unlike anything else, because like in the spring, it's like you have some days where you can put them on and then it's like, okay, back to pants for a couple days. But here it's just like you go with the shorts and there's no questions and you're going to be fine. And it's just like, yeah, like you said, it's good vibes, man. Like you walk around here, you see the players, like they're walking around, like everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Everyone, like Alex Cora said it today, like they, you wouldn't know what the vibes of the offseason were just based on all the vibes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's exciting.
It's pretty like parallel to what we've seen back home in Boston. So hopefully that brings some positivity to the fan base that has been mostly negative. We're in a good mood. You should be too.
Yeah.
These guys are in a good mood. All the fans are in a good mood.
Bring it back to Boston. Hopefully bring it on a 10-game road trip and then carry it to Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully the happiness survives the 10-game road trip. It's a brutal way to start the season. But these guys seem like they can handle it. So I'm confident.
Yeah. Well, on that note, let's jump into the interview, man. We got Zach Kelly coming up right now. So let's just get right into it. Here's the interview with Zach Kelly. Zach, vibe check, man. We're here at spring training. This is our first day here. You've been here for a while. What's the vibes like?
They're great. You know, Fort Myers, New York City of the South. But no, vibes are good. The boys are good, competing, doing a lot of stuff off the field. So it's been fun.
Oh, that's right. I have to pass the mic.
What's New York City of the South? Why'd you call it that?
I don't know. I think we just kind of joke about Fort Myers, and I think it's just one of those places that it's like fun to be here for about 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks goes by, it's a little much.
It's a bit much.
Has Bradford taken you to Twin Peaks? Is that why you call it the New York City of the South?
No, the offers have been there. I have not taken them up on that, though.
Boo. Our producer says boo. On a serious note, personal goals for the season. We're getting close. We're about, a week away as we record. Let's hear them.
Just be healthy. You know, obviously last year didn't really go the way I planned. I felt really good out of the gate. You know, I made the team for the first time in my career, and so that was a big goal of mine, and I accomplished that. And then obviously 2 weeks in kind of derailed the whole thing, and then a little hiccup this spring. But my goal is just to be healthy, be available. 2022, I was healthy for a full year. Got close to 60 appearances, so it's kind of a benchmark that I like to go for, and so just hopefully I can just be healthy for the duration of the season and kind of get towards that benchmark.
Yeah, no, speaking of that, like, obviously last year you go down, but it was so impressive to see you get back by the end of the season. Was that a goal that you set early, or did you not really have any idea about when you might be able to make it back at the time?
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was the first question that I asked the doctor when I kind of realized that surgery was the only option. And he gave me a September 1st return date, and my first rehab appearance was on September 1st. And so I told them continuously that I wanted to get back up to Boston, just because I felt like if I didn't, it kind of turned a 4 or 5 month injury into a 10 or 11 month injury. And that's what I didn't want to happen. So I wanted to go into the off season healthy, have a normal off season, and just not be sitting there thinking, what if, you know, am I actually healthy? Am I not? So it was important to me to get back, and you know, it was only for 2 games, but those 2 games were enough for me.
10-game stretch out west to start the season for the Red Sox. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's tough. tough start to the season, but you know, it'll be good. 3 places I've never been, so hopefully I'm there. But it'll be good to get back. I think it's kind of cool that we open up on the 9th, right?
Thursday is.
Yeah, I think it's 4-9. And they're doing the whole Wakefield thing, right?
Oh, that's the home opener.
Home opener. It is, you're right. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, that's going to be really cool. It's going to be really special.
Yeah, no kidding. We just got here today, and you can see the Netflix guys walking around. They got like these like things over their backs. They kind of look like aliens in a way.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you guys? Is it any different with those guys being around? Like, obviously, you're around media a lot, so I don't know how different it might be.
No, I mean, it ain't been much different for me. maybe the guys that are mic'd up all the time, maybe for them, but I think everybody's done a really good job with it. I think we're just kind of doing our normal thing, and like they're around and they're part of it. So they kind of see what we're going through, but I don't really think anybody's paying much attention to it. So I think it's going to be authentic. I think it's going to be real, and so I'm excited for it to come out.
Who's someone that you think is going to be a star of this Netflix series?
Oh, so far I think it's Garrett Whitlock and Tanner Houck. These guys the Netflix crew loves those guys, so they got a mic on them just about every day, so you're gonna get a lot of Wit and Tanner content for sure.
Everyone loves a good bromance. That's a good
yeah it's a good storyline. I don't think people understand how deep the bromance is.
Yeah, no, you've started to see it a little bit more on the social. Like, if you follow the team closely, like, you knew that they're, like, boys. But I feel like a lot of people are going to learn.
Yeah.
What does it come out like?
Give me an example.
Yeah.
Example.
Yeah, give me an example of the bromance.
I don't know, like, what's an example of a bromance? I mean, like, they're, you know, just constantly going at each other. I think they live together.
Yeah.
Just giving each other a hard time.
Yeah. It's boys.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Just guys being dudes.
What's better than that?
All right, we've got some wacky questions now. So, going all over the place here. Power rank the seasons, the 4 seasons.
Ooh. All right, I'm gonna go fall number one.
Like the best.
Fall number one. College football season is elite. I don't think that's much of a Northeast thing, but in the South, it's a big thing. So definitely fall number one, no question. Then I'm gonna go spring, summer, winter.
Spring, summer, winter.
So fall, spring, summer, winter.
Winter. Did you experience any New England winter?
Only New England winters I've experienced are winter weekend.
Oh, it's always freezing.
Yeah, I mean, so but it's like 3 days, so I don't. I haven't.
Mm. You're lucky.
I heard it wasn't bad this year, though.
No, this was probably the most mild winter I can recall.
Hold on. You don't know winter in Boston until you have to get outside and walk a dog every single day. Like, and it's early, so it's always like in the 20s or the teens. Like, you got to have like a benchmark.
You sound like you have like some like a vendetta against the dog.
I love the dog. It's just like, oh my God, all 8 right. a.m. It's like 15 degrees.
Gotta use the bathroom. Come on.
And he's a beagle, so like he insists on sniffing everything. I mean, he's adorable, but he insists on sniffing everything. It's like, I just want to like get the walk done. And he's like, nah. He's very stubborn.
He's taking his time. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, something light. Favorite junk food.
Favorite junk food. Ooh. Are we talking like
candy?
Oh, okay. Reese's.
You say Reese's and not Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's.
Wait. One more time.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, one more time.
Reese's.
Wait. Are we talking the little things or the cups?
The big cups.
No, they're Reese's.
Well, hold on.
What are the little M&M ones called? The M&M's.
From the same brand, smaller.
Reese's Pieces.
Well, he just said Reese's. He just changed his answer.
It changes on how you use it.
It changes depending on the style of the shape of the peanut butter?
Yeah.
All right.
We gotta get more takes on this, and then we'll.
This is a constant argument in my household.
Yeah, I'm gonna die on this hill, though. Reese's.
No, I should you not. Like, this comes up way more than you'd think.
All right, carry on.
Okay, hardest hitter you've ever had to face. Toughest.
I think Adley. I think I'm pretty successful against him. I mean, very small sample size, obviously, but. He's just like a tough at bat. He doesn't really chase very much, and he's a good hitter. He just puts together at bat, and so it's always tough. Obviously, he's a good player, but it's not a fun at bat just because like I feel like I have to be like so perfect with everything just because he's a smart hitter, you know.
Okay, this one has a right and wrong answer. Have a catch or play a catch?
Play catch.
Thank
God. I mean, okay. I wouldn't say a catch either. I think it's
no.
Hey, you want to play catch?
Play catch or have a catch?
Play catch.
Yeah, easy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Still looking for the first player who says have a catch.
No,
it's like a 1920s sounding phrase. Let's have a catch.
Yeah, no. It feels like you like grew up watching Babe Ruth if you say it.
I don't even like the term play catch. Like you're not playing a game. Like you're just, like I think. Hey, you want to throw?
Yeah.
You're just throwing. So I mean.
Who do you have winning March Madness?
I got a couple brackets. I think my main one is UConn. But I think the one that I think is most realistic is I got Tennessee. I like it.
Tennessee. Okay, what are the Volunteers, right?
Yep.
Terrible Balls. College sports. Got it. All right. I'll go with them as well. Who's your funniest teammate?
Liam's pretty funny, new guy. So once everybody can kind of see that personality, they're gonna enjoy that. There's a bunch of characters in there though, but so far I'm gonna go with Liam for camp so far.
On that topic, do you have a pick for best singer on the team?
No, No. I don't think we have any good ones.
All right, so this is.
Yeah. Okay. Wait.
What have you ever heard Yoshida sing?
No, I haven't heard. I wasn't there for that. No, I miss the Yoshida karaoke day.
All right. So let's say you're stranded on an island. You can only bring one teammate. Who's it going to be and why?
Oh man. Like current teammate or any teammate ever?
Let's go current.
Stranded on an island. How long? What's the goal? Is the goal to get off the island or is the goal to like survive on the island for a set amount of days?
1 week, and you have to just survive for 1 week. Not that bad.
All right.
That's doable.
Yeah, doable.
This is a good one.
You can make it a week without eating, right? Like that's
it's not
I'm gonna go Camboozer. Cam Boozer because he likes to eat organs like liver and stuff like that, and so I feel like he could like find an animal and like feed us.
He's also a carpenter.
He's a carpenter, so he could like make us a nice shelter.
Okay.
I'm going Booze.
Okay.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And then conversely,
you
follow.
So strategic with these answers. It's like way better than I like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We got a funny one earlier. We had a Casas told us that he would bring Jaren Duran because he could eat Jaren Duran and his ligaments would taste good because of all the muscle. So you didn't give the weirdest answer, but you gave maybe the most well thought
if
out.
If I gave a weirder answer than Tristan, I would like. I feel like I would deserve an award.
Yeah, that would be. That's tough to top though. Well, all right. Conversely, who would you not want to bring in? Why?
I probably wouldn't take Wink. I think Wink's too out there. I think Wink's too high energy. I think he would do something and get us killed or something.
Like, you got to be, like, calm, cool, and collected to survive the week.
Yeah, I think we'd, like, you got to be calm. You got to have a strategy. I think Wink would be too go with the flow. I don't think it'd be I don't think we'd have a
good time. That's a good way to look at it. Who did Costa say for last?
Costa said he wouldn't want to bring Devers because Devers would, like, he'd eat all the food and then he wouldn't have any food. And he doesn't have the ligament thing that Duran has.
He doesn't taste as good.
No, yeah. I mean, this is basic knowledge, so, yeah.
What was your favorite TV show as a kid?
Oh, as a kid? Rocket Power.
Oh, my God.
Who? Otto.
Otto?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty vanilla. Right. It's, like, obvious answer, but no, it was good. I like the hockey aspect of it, like, you know, you only got it about every two, three episodes, but I liked it.
Did you, like, try to learn how to rollerblade from that show? That was me. Like, I was like, Mom and Dad, get me rollerblades.
Hockey,
I want to be like them.
My hockey fandom started from the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What else
Charlie,
from that show?
Charlie Conway.
Who's the Hawaiian guy? Tito.
Tito. He's a bro.
Tito, and then they do the woogity, 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 yeah. Raymundo thing.
Oh, my God,
yeah, Raymundo. Yeah, Raymundo. It's a great show.
They need to bring that back. Just like a one season little spinoff.
It's pretty wholesome. Like, all they do is, like, play outside. They're active. They're like in their community.
Still surfing.
And then there's Cat Dog, which is.
I was out on that one.
Yeah, I didn't like Cat Dog either.
I was out.
Get into it.
That theme song though, One Fine Day with a Wolf and a Purr. It's a good.
No chance you know that.
I don't remember that at all.
No chance.
It was born in a canoe.
Did you guys ever watch Doug? That's the intro.
No.
Doug was like. Dystopian looking, like,
it was weird.
It looked like the world had ended and then humans were brought back and Doug was like the first human.
What?
Yeah. Invader Zim destroyed the world and then Doug came back. Do you guys know those?
I've heard of Invader.
I know of them, but I don't think I ever watched them.
What about Danny Phantom?
Nah, I was kind of out on it.
Danny Phantom.
That's weird.
I was more like the Nickelodeon than like the Disney, so like Drake and Josh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zach and Cody.
Crazy Steve on Drake and Josh, good character.
I was big Drake and Josh. I didn't watch any Disney Channel, so no Zach and Cody. Didn't like, no, that's something else. Wasn't one of those guys in the news? Didn't one of those guys do something recently? Wasn't one of them in Friends as Ross Geller's kid?
Yeah.
Friends, what a show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Friends over Seinfeld?
No, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I love it.
What about Curb?
Nah.
Wow.
But you like Friends?
Huge, huge on Friends.
And Seinfeld? I feel like they're all kind of.
I never really got into like Seinfeld like I did Friends though. Like, okay. I gave it a chance. I tried it. I didn't give it a go.
See, the thing with Friends to me is that, like, where are they getting their money from? Where they just chill 24/7? They say they have jobs. You never see them work. It's kind of like there should be like a Friends lore conspiracy where
they're all invested in Central Perk.
Mm. Is that the shop?
That's a coffee shop.
Yeah. Look
all, at that. All invested.
That's good. Come on, remembered. No, I got it. Yeah. All right, cool. Friends, then. You guys aren't going to like this. I think Friends is kind of like background noise-y.
It is. It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just like one of those shows.
It
like,
can be. Like, you if know, you want it,
was
it to
like,
be.
It was it. Like, it was the show of its time.
Mm-hmm. Friends, it's like, it feels, because it's interesting that you say you like Friends, not Seinfeld, because I feel like Seinfeld doesn't age quite as well as Friends. Friends, it kind of just, like, it's so relationship-based, and, like, you just follow the people, where Seinfeld is so much based off of, like, stuff with the time. I don't know. Like, I just think of, like, the voicemail stuff. Like, the answering machine stuff. Like, yeah. They lean into that
That's
stuff.
That's not that long ago, okay? Not that old.
Yeah, he's like 45. It's ridiculous.
I look very youthful.
Yeah, no, he looks good. He's got a secret. I haven't quite cracked the code.
It's the lettuce.
Yeah, the flow. The lettuce. All right, I think that's our last rapid fire. Any
yeah, I'm good. You guys?
Any final words?
Give me.
Oh, Bradford's tapping in.
Uh-oh.
Here you go.
From the crowd. So crowd these, question here. So these,
that was the warm-up. So these guys have never been to, well, they've never been in this capacity in Fort Myers, right? They've, Gordo's swung through town. Sammy's never been here, right? So besides, you know, I will take them to Twin Peaks. You are probably going to come with us. You just don't know yet. But what advice would you give them in the Paris of Southwest Florida? What advice would you give them for their stay here in Fort Myers? Because this is a big part of it, right? Boots on the ground. Play Tessie, boots on the ground.
Yeah. Well, you gotta avoid Daniels around anywhere from about 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Which is tough, considering it's the only road that goes by the park.
Yeah, it's the only road that goes east and west in Fort Myers, apparently.
So, what's your rotation of eateries?
If you're gonna let it rip a little bit, you can go to Connor's Steak and Seafood.
Oh, no, they're not letting it rip. They're not.
Okay, you're not letting it rip.
They can't afford that. That's not happening.
Okay.
Confirm. Yeah.
That is not happening.
Not in the Playtessy.
No, budget. But they're man of the people.
Man of the people. I'm trying to think of like places that aren't in New England. What are we going? Are we going to like go out, like, watch a game? Or, I mean,
yeah, all right. So yeah. So these guys both follow like the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celtics game on. Where do you go?
I like that idea.
I mean, I personally, where I go, like I'm loyal to Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't think it's the best quality, but you know, it's been around. I'm loyal.
Did we go to Glory Days?
I think me and my wife went there a few years ago. It's a pretty good place. Yeah.
Everyone's playing for second. Twin Peaks number one. Here you go.
No, honestly, I love B-dubs because you know what you're going to get, and I eat like a kid.
Exactly. You know what you're going to get, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I don't know. I guess it depends on the one because, like, sometimes the weight.
No, there's no Yard House here.
No Yard. Rob, no Yard House? No Yard House.
No 99 restaurant.
Yard House is so just, like,
it's fine.
Tell them about Bernardino.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard Bernardino's story of working at Chili's?
I don't believe so.
Not sure how much of it I can tell. All right, so he worked at, what was his role?
Tessie tells all. Here we go. Yeah.
Tessie tells all.
Because I was just talking with him about this today, right? So Bernardino, friend of the program, friend of Play Tessie, he came on the podcast and said, we talked about odd jobs. First of all, what's your oddest job that you've ever had?
The only other job I've had, not doing like lessons or whatever, is I worked at Academy Sports. It's just another like Dick's Sporting Goods. I was there for about six days.
Sizing up sneakers and stuff?
Yeah, 6 days.
What happened?
So what happened was, it was 2020 and I just got an elbow surgery and I didn't have a job. And I didn't really know if I wanted to play anymore. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go get a job. And if I like it, you know, I'll try less harder on my rehab. And if I don't like it, I'm quitting and we're full going to baseball. So the first day I showed up and I had to load about 200 bikes from the back to like the front of the store and then up on racks. And I got home, I told my wife, I said, yeah, we ain't doing this no more. And so I went in the next day and said, hey, I can't do this. You have me down for like two more shifts. I'll do them. But then after that, you know, but like the $52 check that I got from them for my 3 days was pretty good.
What was it called, the place?
Academy Sports and Outdoors. I think it's like a Southern thing. It's just like it's like a Dick's Sporting Goods. Same kind of thing.
So do you kind of like owe your career to Academy Sports in a way?
I don't.
No.
Not one bit.
I wouldn't be here without Academy Sports.
No, I.
So the Bernardino story, you want me to tell? He worked at Chili's. He was like a host or a server or bounce back. And one day his manager came and got him and was like, hey, we need you to come out front. And there's like a situation. He's like, okay, cool. Here I come. Comes out to the front of the restaurant. There's a pile of human poop on the ground. And the manager, yeah, tough. I mean, we've all been there, but
hang with
them. No, we haven't. But his manager goes, yeah,
we haven't.
Literally, none of us have been there, but Bernardino has, and his manager said, clean this up. And he just said, no, that's not in my job description. And I think they back and forth a little bit, and the manager stood down eventually, and then I think that was at the end of his time at Chili's, if I'm not mistaken. I don't blame him for that.
No, not at all. Do you think he's the welcome to Chili's guy?
Yeah, he's the welcome.
Yeah, he was the welcome to Chili's.
Oh, you know what? We got to find someone who's worked at Moe's. Welcome to Moe's.
I love me some Moe's. I got one like right on the way home from where I live down here. Oh, I go there way too much.
What was the other one? He like was one of those people that you lower into the ground.
Another poop related story.
It's all poop related.
Yeah, he had to get. I remember that one as well. It's not as. Yeah. Like, right,
you he had to be lowered like into sewers, and he like, but they swing back and forth, yeah, so he was hitting the, hitting the poop on the wall and the so back like, and forth. Yeah. Anyway, I like your story.
You hate to see that,
but I do like your story about how you. You were ready to be a bike salesman instead of a major league pitcher for 6 days.
I know.
Days.
I lost my true calling.
It's No, I think that every time
just
you
loading up Schwinn's,
every once in a
like,
while you got to take a step back and see how fortunate you are that you have a right arm that can throw a baseball so well. So congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Good. Anything else from you, Sammy? Yeah, you good. Thanks, Zach. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Welcome. Welcome to the fort. Glad you guys are here.
Big shout out to Zach Kelly. Very generous with his time. Awesome interview. Awesome guy. Like, we love Zach Kelly. Always been a big fan of his, and he's a friend of the program. Was before, still is. So big shout out to Zach Kelly for doing the interview. We're here in the fort still. I guess we just jump right into some Nuff Said.
I'll kick us off with Nuff Said. So this morning in Seoul, South Korea, Yoshinobu Yamamoto made his regular season major league debut, and it was a disaster. One inning, 5 earned runs. Yeah, he had some bad batted ball luck, but geez, just not what I expected. But in the same breath, I think it's pretty obvious this is not who he is. I'm not going to be dancing on any graves as a jealous Red Sox fan that wish that Yamamoto came to Boston, but I don't know. What'd you think about that? I was a little bit shocked.
Well, it was funny. I tweeted out. I said somewhere John Henry is laughing, and there were people being like, "Buddy, it's been one outing, man." And I'm saying to my like, I'm just like, I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
I'm not dancing on his grave. I'm just saying like he probably is.
Yeah. Well, maybe if he got up for the game, he'll probably find out like a week or two. But if and when he finds out, I'm sure he'll be
thrilled,
happy. But who knows? By that time, Yamamoto could have pitched a second game where he goes like 7 shutout innings with 14 Ks.
Yeah,
we don't know. Just a weird way to start the season for the Dodgers and the Padres, and like across the world. I think they're flying back as we're talking right now. So strange start to the season.
Early
when you have not so good odds on your favorite team, the Red Sox, you want to see strange stuff happen. So I think we could mega spin this and say it's a great start for the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
There we go. How's that for a spin?
What are we like? Oh, no. Is today Wednesday as we're recording? No, it's Thursday. Oh, we're a week away from opening day.
Yeah, one week from when we record, the Red Sox are going to torch Luis Castillo in Seattle. It's going to be great.
We all expect it.
Yeah.
We all expect it. My Nuff Said just... real quick, shout out. He's filming this right now, but shout out Bradfo because, I mean, he's coming through and, wave high, Bradfo. But he's coming through. He's hitting a home run for us. Like, we get here. He picks us up from the airport. He brings us right over. We're staying with him. Like, we're lodging up with Bradfo. Like, he's taking us around. He's showing us the ropes here. Like, first time doing this in, like, a media capacity. So, like, great to have him. He's really come through for us. And, like, obviously, mad appreciation for Bradfo. That's my Nuff Said.
Agree on all accounts. Just an unbelievable. I mean, we've been here for how many hours? Like 5 hours in total, maybe less.
Probably less.
Yeah, already been a great experience.
No, but I think it's been 3 hours. It's 6 o'clock. We got our plane landed at 3.
Time is just a concept, really. But we're gonna keep the content coming. Appreciate Bradfo for helping us out with that, and it's gonna be a content machine up until Monday down here in Fort Myers.
Yep, and keep your eyes out because we're gonna have some good stuff coming out. We may drop it at the end. I don't know. We haven't quite figured out how we're going to drop stuff, but we've got good stuff to drop.
Little teaser for you. We got some Casas content out, and he gave us some fun answers, some unexpected answers. So, I think people are going to like that one a lot.
Yeah. But before you get out of here, because we're going to wrap it up. This game's about to start, so we're going to head up. But before you get out of here, hit that subscribe button, whether you're listening on the Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify. Hit that 5-star button and hit that subscribe button. If you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up and subscribe to the WEI channel where we have our own playlist. Leave a comment. 5 stars, thumbs up all around. Helps us out, and subscribing helps you out. You get those notifications when episodes drop. But on that note, we'll wrap this thing up. It's been Play Tessie, episode 55. Appreciate Zach Kelly taking the time to come on with us. It was a blast. And we'll keep the boots down in the fort.